to the 73.
Hat sich in der Gemorre באורס והאורסוסוי נשיז מעוברס שיסז מיני וניסז מינוי. The Gemara says for two reasons it's okay. One reason, chode dekomoida, val is moida v'meila, it's okay. The reasons that we learn. V'oid, zog Gemara, another reason it's okay. Halacha ki Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel holds, we go basar bori v'chazoke, halacha ki Rabban Gamliel. As we gate basar bori v'chazoke. Halacha ki Rabban Gamliel, we gate basar bori v'chazoke. These are the two reasons that she's ne'emenes. So the first reason we learned yesterday, chode de komoide, was mit mi afkero, that's the first parts of the Gemara. Ve'oi, zog the Gemara, as another reason she's ne'emenes, because aloche ki Rabban Gamliel, da'inu, the aloche of Rabban Gamliel, zu machen das klo. The aloche of Rabban Gamliel was said, without chode de komoide, Rabbi Masber. Rabban Gamliel's aloche was said in the Mishnah, we see her isha, she's mu'uberes. We ask her, ma tibo shel ubor ze? And she answers, ish pleini v'koyen. The person is not around. The person is not around. And he says, ish pleini v'koyen. And she's ne'emenes. So the aloche of Rabban Gamliel is that the isha is ne'emenes mitzad atzmo, bori v'chazoke, to be machshu. So this is what the Gemara said. Chode de komoide, here it's better, the husband is moide. The mele she's muta. V'oid, even without the husband is moide. When I'm the heter of the husband, but we have another heter, the aloche from Rabbi Gamliel. So let me say the lashon haGemara inside. Ve'oi, the Omar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, aloche ki Rabbi Gamliel. So the Orus ve'Arusso, she's mu'beres, and she says, minei, she's ne'emenes on the komoide. Omar le'abaye, u'behoki lo'im moide ma'ash Rabbi Gamliel, ve'omar le'ishmuel Rabbi Yudah Shinen, aloche ki Rabbi Gamliel, ve'ad lo'is avid uvda, de'iki rab k'sherim etzlo. Even though the aloche of Rabban Gamliel is she's ne'emenes, but only by roi p'sheir, when it's roi p'sulim, nish. V'ocher roi p'sulim etzlo, kol p'sulim etzlo, but she's a arusa. She's a arusa. Everyone that she marries is isu. V'ocher roi p'sulim, everyone is a, she's a arusa. Zog digmor v'letamich tik shelochi gufe, aloche v'ad le'savid uvde, if a lochik and moise, what is that? Lesavid uvda adikir of kshayim? Elo maistoch le meymar. Holek atchile vaho bediyevet. Honami ki diyevet domi. Zag rashi pshat. Holek atchile vaho bediyevet. Negabe our mishle. The isha that was nenas. Rabbi Gamliel holds. She's neemon. Lek atchile. Zag rashi. Im bo koyen lihimolech. Lebezdin. Lo isharin elei lekonso. Elo imken roi bkshayim etzlo. A lochik and Rabbi Gamliel. But only by roi p'sherim, not by roi p'sulim. The mele, if it's roi p'sulim, and the kohen asks, li'inose or loy li'inose, we tell him, l'katchile, lat li'inose. Ho b'di'evet. So Rashi, im neso kohen v'loy nimlach, loy mafkinen le'minei. So l'katchile, we tell her, loy t'inose, aber im nises, loy t'eitze. So the aloche, l'gabi ar mishle, ra'u medaberes, omru l'mativo shiru borze, omru ishpleini v'kohen, so the aloche is lekatchile loy tinose, veroy psulim, aber bediyevet im nisus loy teitze. Dosi the aloche in Rabban Gamliel. So by us it's roy psulim. Zog digmore, vehonami kediyevet domi. And by us it's also like bediyevet, so val by us it's also like bediyevet, v'mele she's ne'emen. So dosi the maskonas ha'gimore. So be'orus ve'arusso was one reason to be machshir. Hu amar minei ve'hi amro minoi. V'meile we have bori ve'bori and it's not mida afkira. This was one reason. And another reason, even if it's no ne'emonis of him that he says minoi, but he has the ne'emonis from Rabbi Gamliel. Ay, Rabbi Gamliel is only machshir b'roiv k'sheirim. And here it's roiv psulim. The Talmud says, "Das ist leketchila, das ist bediyevet. Das ist leketchila, das ist bediyevet." And by us, it's bediyevet. Now, our girsa in the Gemara is v'hoche kediyevet domi. By us, it's like a bediyevet. V'hoche kediyevet domi. And we'll see by Es Hashem, al rishonim shtarn of them. Why hoche kediyevet domi? It's mamish bediyevet. She's married. She's an eshetish. She's married. So chode komoide v'oid. She says she's muta. She's allowed to stay. Kediyevet domi. This is mamish nechetim tzev diyevet. She was married and she wants to stay married. So b'meila we believe. We want to believe. It's mamish b'diyevet. So in the Eis v'Hador and Eis Gimel they found from the she'iltes a girs attack. They raised the chof. V'ohoche diyevet domi, not kediyevet domi. It's not only a chof. Chma claim the diyuk. Kediyevet state that by us it's not diyevet. Not a diyuk. This is not called diyevet. By us it's like diyevet. What like diyevet? This what the Gemara said. Kiko Amar Rabban Gamliel that the Reb Ksheirim b'diyevet. Like a tchila loy k'omar. Dainu, if look Rashi, don't get married, but if you marry, don't get divorced. And hoche, you married. No, v'ohoche kediyevet domi. So there is another in Gimel found like a shiiltes that the girsa was v'ohoche diyevet. Lefi that girsa ain't a chanamis is good. But our girsa is kediyevet. Our girsa is kediyevet. So we have for shiit in a pshat. We're going to say that. The raivet in the shiit in mekubetzes learns pshat that we're not talking in our sugya klapi de vlad. And I will explain. Klapi de vlad, it's like a tchile. If he's roi lovi bekol, or love roi lovi bekol. We're not breaking a marriage. We're not breaking. We're saying he's a manzo. Legabi the kid, it's called lekatchila. We're not talking about legabi the kid. The kid will be also. The sugi here was handling klapi the mother. Aye, klapi the mother is toch mamish bediyevet. She's already married. Zokta, she's not married. She's only a arusa. So, Rashi look in the Bura Maschil diyevet, im nesoho kohen. Rashi doesn't say kidsho koyen. Right, when Rashi says lekatchile, Rashi doesn't get married. So the Gemara says it's kediyevet, because the Maizi is already arusa, so we let her to finish up the marriage and to make an issue. This is the mahalach of the raivet. No. A second mahalach. We're talking legabi de vlad. We're not talking legabi the mother. The mother is takeh b'diyevet mamish. She's married already. The chiddush of the sugya is even legabi de vlad. And what is the chiddush even legabi de vlad? That's a hand good. The vlad, be'etzem etzel ha-ketchila. Be'etzem etzel ha-ketchila. Right? Because he don't get married. Of a vlad, you want to say that he's a mamzer. Don't take this about. You want to say that he's a mamzer. He is also lovi b'kol. Azeiti b'diyevet. To say in a person that is not roi lovi b'kol, does is b'diyevet. To tell a lady that she can't marry a isha, that she can't marry a koyen, does is nish b'diyevet. Does is lekatchila. She's married, you can stay with your husband, don't marry a koyen. Does is lekatchila. To tell someone you're not roi lovi b'kol, you also lovi b'kol? To tell someone you're also lovi b'kol, does is k'diyevet dami. To tell someone you're not roi lovi b'kol, does is diyevet. Does is diyevet. It's not mamish diyevet. It's lekatchila. You tell him, don't get married. You tell him, don't get married. This is lekatchila. But it's kediyevet domi. Don't get married. No, find a mamza. This is kediyevet domi. So again, it's mamish two different pshatim. Then, bepashtas legabe the mother, it's mamish of a diyevet gomu. Mamish diyevet. It's a diyevet gomu. And when we're talking legabe, the kid, this is the second pshat. Legabe the kid is a lekatchila. Of a vile, you're being asked to call, it's kediyevet domi. Second shot, no, we're talking legabi the mother, that's the raivet. Of a vile, she's only a arusa, it's kediyevet domi. The Maharsho and the Rashash learned in Rashi Nishkazim that the whole Rashi here, and the Bura Maschil Vohonami, kediyevet domi, Rashi is coming to answer this duke, and what we're talking that it's kediyevet domi. And the Maharsho learns like this. Maybe we'll read the Rashi. Na wissen wie zu lernen der Rashi. Wo nami kedi ev domi. Shnis abro ve ato bolifso la ubo speaking of the kid. Ve la oisro la orus speaking of the mother. Ve'im ein ato ma'amino, arei ato moitzio mi bailo. So it's b'di'evet, she has to get divorced. I would call this Rashi, posach bekad, b'siyim b'chovis. If I would be Rashi, I would start with the mother first. Then the kid, yeah? Why did you start with the kid? I'm somewhat to say that. But more from that, Rashi wants to talk about both, so let Rashi to speak it out. Shenisabo, atobo lifsei laubo velo oisra laos, ve'im ein ato ma'amino, ato moitzio mi bailo, ve'ata poise lesavlat? Talk about both? No. Rashi starts with both and finishes with the mother. Learn the Maharal Shop shot like this. The mother is b'di'evet. We're not talking about the mother. For sure she's mutter. There's no tzad. No tzad to ask her. We said Rabbi Gamliel is matir b'di'evet. The mother is b'di'evet. The kid we said is l'katchile be'etzem. We said chidushi, mamzer. Pash, the kid is l'katchile. Don't get it, let him to get married. The problem is like this. If you tell the kid that he can't get married, that he's a mamzer, the mother could stay married to her husband. You tell the kid you're a mamzer, it was the mamzer. The husband says, if it was the mamzer, this can't be my wife. You can't, it's a tato de sasra. You can't divide it. So if you ask the kid, the mele, other api aloha she has to leave, other for sure, at least the husband for sure, will divorce her. So look now, leader Rashi. She nisabro v'atobo lifse la ubo, u'bemele lo yisro ala baal. Why? If you don't believe her and the kid, she has to leave the husband. If you pass him that the kid is a mamzer, she has to leave. She can't stay. As I learned the Maharsho Pshat, my Mishpatech Advorim, as I was pushed to the Maharsho Uptaych and Rashi. A third Pshat at B'di'evet. Again, Legabi, Lekatchila means don't get married. B'di'evet means get divorced. This is the Pashtus. So Legabi the kid is Alamo Lekatchila, Legabi the mother is B'di'evet. Our Gemara says, "Kedi Evet." I'm gonna fix the Gilsa. So the Ravid says, "Ein Echadami." The Gabi the Kid is a Katchila. It's the Gabi the mother. Why it's called Kedi Evet? Because she's only a Arusa. Mishkan Nesua. The second shot, Ein Echadami. The mother is Bedi Evet. The Gabi the Kid to ask her someone to be a mom is also like a Bedi Evet. Two shvachim pshatim beetsim. What's Rashi zok? Zok Rashi no. We're talking the Gabi the mother is a Bedi Evet, and we're allowed to let the mother to stay. The kid is a Katchila. But if you ask the kid, the male you ask the mother. But mainly, you have to believe, like Gabi the kid. Frek the Maharal Shohan himself, if this is the Pshat and Rashi, so again, we're talking like Gabi the kid. We're not talking like Gabi the mother. We're talking like Gabi the kid. And we're saying, but if we don't matter the kid, a husband will have to divorce her. Frek the Maharal Shoh, what the husband says, Bichlal. Ask the husband a second, what he says. He's moida or he's not moida? What is moida or is not moida? What the husband says? Is moida that he did it or not? What? If it's moida, so we have chodah dekamoida. So what is the case that he's not moida? If he's not moida, he's not allowed to stay with her anyways. So why it's called b'di'evet? Asked the kid, he's anyway going to divorce her. What do you say? What? He's dead. If he's dead, so why does not have the evidence? No husband anymore. So he could ask the kid, and it's not called, but he have it. Tesis will say later he's dead. Zog the Maharsho, and Rashi is not a Eitzah. Again, laat, laat. Lefi Rashi, again, the kid normal is lekatchile. The mother is alamo b'di'evet, to take her to get divorced. By us, we have to believe the kid, because if we don't believe the kid, we will cause a divorce to the mother. What the husband says? If he's around and he says minoi, so the Gemara says he's nema. Ella, what he says, not minoi. So anyway, he has to divorce her. So you can ask the kid, and don't tell me that you because it's called b'di'evet. Because if I ask the kid, I will ask the mother. Anyway, the mother can't stay with her husband. What do you say? No, he's not around. He's divorced. He's not around. He went to Medina Sayom. He's dead. Yeah, so if he's not around, so anyway, not moitzi yishum yad bailo. She's not married to him. So you can ask the kid the katchile. The kid is alamo le katchile. The kid is not called in the end. The kid is called le katchile. Right? The kid is called le katchile. He's not called in the end, the kid. Why is called in the end? Because if you ask him, you ask the mother. Manushach, if the father says minoi, she's muta. And if he says shaloi minoi, he's anyway also. And if he's not around, that's anyway not nagia. Tesis will say later, he's dead. He's not around. Tesis will say Eitzes. But in Rashi it's not Eitzes. Because in Rashi we're saying again, why the kid is called a B'dieved? Not like we said in middle pshat, because if the ass is someone loving the call, it's called a B'dieved. So then I could have a pshat. The father is not around. And let the ass of the kid loving the call, it's called a B'dieved. But Rashi says no. Why the kid is called a B'dieved? Not because you ask him loving b'kol. Because if you're answering him, you're causing a divorce in the mother's life. This is the Marshal of Shatan Rashi. This is the reason it's called Kediyevet. The mother is a mamish b'diyevet, and we're not discussing the mother, we're discussing the kid. The kid is b'etzim alakatchile, but even so she's nemo, because if you ask the kid, you're causing the mother. Does he mean mother shach? If the father is around, he says minoi. If the father is makish, she's anyway getting divorced. And if he's not around, that's anyway he's not around. So what's enough kamina?
He says he doesn't know.
What? He doesn't know if he did it. No. We'll stay with this pshat and Rashi again. A husband, Arus v'Arus also, and they have a kid. They're allowed to stay because it's b'dieved. We're speaking like Gabi the kid. We're speaking like Gabi the kid. That the kid b'etzim is like a tchile. But if we ask the kid, we ask the mother. Maybe it's called b'dieved. I decided in Mother Shach, what the husband is saying. If he says it's Lav Minoi, so she's also to him. She's not around. This is not Nege. Zog de Rashi, she's around. And he says Minoi. But we learned in the Sugya before in the Rimigash. A Minoi only helps if he says Leizazo Yodim Itech Yodo. Right, this is the Rimigash's Teretz. Stam Minoi is not a Rayas. Bach Mida Afkir Lehai, Afkir Anami Lehai. The Minoi only helps if he says Leizazo Yodim Itech Yodo. Rashi holds like the Rimigash. Here he says, listen, I did it once, but I was not the whole time with her. I don't know. So I'm not saying, again, so Al Shadi Al Nafshei Fakal. It could be for me. I did it also once. So for sure it could be that it's for me. So there's no Shadi. But to be matter her as the Minoi, we need Leizazo Yodim Itech Yodo. Or the Reveil is like Taisvis. This he didn't do. So maybe the plans of the Rashash says it. Legabi them to stay, for sure they could stay. Why? He says, I did it once. I can't say it's no mida afkira. So the halacha is, klabi chodeh de komoideh is not shayach, because he can't be moideh that it's from him, but he's not makrisha. So Ibrahim Gamliel believes her, she's ne'emenes, she could stay. Not mitzad minoi, mitzad his minoi, he doesn't know, like you said. Doesn't know, doesn't mean that he didn't do it. He did it, but we don't have the Leizazo Yodim Itech Yodo. If this is the Teret, then we have to have a Leizazo Yodim Itech Yodo. Other Rav Be'ilis. Now, Klapi the Vlad, so Be'etzem, Klapi the Vlad is a Katchile. So you want to be Seymech, Rav Yamliel, Legabi the Katchile, you can't be Seymech. Av Dem Zog Trashi HaTeret, but if you oyster the kid, you have to ask the mother. Why? If it's because you can't make Palginen, or because Stam the husband will divorce her, the Mele, it's called the B'dieved. This is the plan of the Rashash al derech de Maharsho to learn Pshat and Rashi. Lama zan de Teisvis. It's two halokim doin Teisvis. Lama zan de Teisvis. Chodeh de Okomoide. Matzino leforesh de Eire le'inyan le'oysra al ha'oros. Ve'ochem perushe. Chodeh de Okomoide. Hilkach einen eser esolot. Ve'oido rab yudah le'koma ve'oid. Afilu le'moide dim einu moide pshita den eser esolot. So Teisvis, the husband says that he didn't do it. Ela kuleymar afilu im leket time med de moide. Ki goi le'abaye. With the African of Shelga Beorus, Mafia of Shelga Beatma, Philochian and Essers. The Yeshua Amido, the Lefidvorim Kelo Doma Rabbi, with the African of Shine, Michelin Botkuasimo, Vizaino, the Abruk Rabbi Shimul Koy, the Muki Bikidushin, my Spooky Bduki, the Madagar Sim Bikidushin. It was a Shibo Lekoshim, Alkin Sor Leforge. What was the good taste? The Hocheloi Ayril Osro Olof, Elo Laini Lahashir Savlat. Why? The Afurlo Yoide. V'lav deko omar de lav minoi. Taisa says, not that the pshat that he says lav minoi, because if he says lav minoi, the behole masher Rabbi Gamliel came and have a bori bebori, even legabi the vlad. Not only legabi the husband. Legabi the husband, bichlau we're not talking. He's also. The husband is also. We're not talking legabi the husband. Because we couldn't say in Rashi. And if he's Rashi, fakir, the whole problem is that we're causing a divorce. Lefit Taisa, the husband is not negia. Oh, so Taisa, what is the problem? Say that the husband says no. So if the husband says no, it's a bori ve bori, so even the kid is awesome. So it's not that he said no, but Taisus kills him. And according to Shemais, or the lesser Kamon, he's not around, he's no husband. So we're not discussing the Gabi the husband. Well, we're not discussing the Gabi the husband. We're not discussing the Gabi the husband if he's Mutar also. He's not around. Be'etzim, we could have said that the husband says no. But that there's a problem, it's a bori be bori. So she's stam nemo, not nemo le Gabi the kid. So the husband is not around. On husband. So we're talking only le Gabi the kid. So now there's a problem. V'hode choshev le besomuch di'evet. So if there's no husband, we're discussing the kid. The kid is the katchile, right? He's not married yet. He's born. We're passing that he's also. So the ktesis, so what is the pshat now in this sugya? This is not modest advarim and ktesis. Again, this shleim, if we're talking about the husband, it's called the b'di'evet, because they married. Well, it's ked d'evet. Maybe the girl is d'evet. But now that we said we're not discussing the Gabi the husband, because the husband anyway says that it's also. Now that he says that it's also, then it's Bori Bori. He's not around, he's dead. There's no husband around, it's not the Gabi the husband. It's only the Gabi the kid. So if it's only the Gabi the kid, why the Gemara says it's Muta? Look in Tesis. The So he doesn't want this. We the Vile said, one shot. Legabi the husband, because Arusa it's Kedi Evet. Another Pshat, if you also be called, it's called the Evet. Rashi Pshat, because he caused a divorce for the parents. So Rashi's Pshat says he doesn't hold, there's no father, there's no husband, he's dead. Not Negev. That we speak Legabi Arusa, says he doesn't learn like that. So it's left only the Pshat. Also, love it be called, it's called the Evet. It's not Emes. It's not the Evet. He could marry Mamzerim, so Chagiluk Mamzerim and Klal Yisro. He does not also. So why it's called the Eved? The Eved is to get divorced. It's called the Eved. Zoktayz, look inside. And here Rav Nachum was moitzi. Mamash was ganz lomus and bori b'shema from these two lines of tesis. But I want to learn it slowly to give boy the boy. So why it's called the Eved? Zoktayz, but about the shetaret. Lefi shelo yochel avlad leinose lebas Yisroel. Ve'afilu lemamzeres osu. The midiraisi koshu. The habik the Eved alochu kenar gamli. Zoktayz, you know why it's the Eved? Normally a kid is not b'di'evet. Don't marry a kohen. But to be a mamzer is b'di'evet. Why? Not to be a mamzer is b'di'evet because to be a mamzer is not gishma. Gishma? Marry a mamzer? Marry a evet? This kid cannot marry no one in the world. Why? He wants to get married to Yisrael. We tell him, no. Maybe you're a mamzer. You're a mamzer. Same? She says, okay, so I'll marry a mamzer. They tell him in Shuduk. Not even a suffix. Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel b'di'evet. Klapishmaye, Luzu, you married. We'll tell you to get divorced, no. I may be your mamzer. The Torah says, Midoy Raise, Bori Bechazoke, Bori Odi. So you're not allowed to marry a mamzer. Because Midoy Raise, you're not a mamzer. So who you marry? You want to marry a Israel, Rabbanon don't let you. You want to marry a mamzer, Rabbanon also don't let you. So he's closed. He's locked. He can't marry no one. You have eight of him. So it's Bidiyabit. Does it Bidiyabit? That he can't get married, does he say he's it? What? Same as him, he knows a story like him. I think first, Yitzchak has maybe the same story like him. First, Azecha, two stories will happen. But he can't. Maybe in his story, his mother did it, and the other story, the mother didn't do it. Can you see? It's known to marry. So the thesis does say he's the Evet. I'm learning from Rishayim. The word of the Evet, Milan Amos Sugim Zenish, there's a guy to Sugim. So Nachamos, the Baal first called him Pshat HaTesis. So Nachamos, so Zok Tesis, why it's called B'di'evet? B'di'evet is someone married, you can't break the house. Oh, but to tell a kid that he's not allowed to get married to someone, it's like a tchile. So Tesis, yeah. So in Rashi, we said, maybe it's not to tell someone he's a man, that it's also called like a tchile. No, it's not called like a tchile. Oh, but to tell someone that there's no one to marry, this is called B'di'evet. And he, Taki, doesn't have no one to marry this kid. Why has no one to marry? Because he can't marry Israelis and he can't marry the mamzeres. So this is the tesis. Dos Alein is glad. Let me learn the Loshna tesis inside. Look at the Loshna tesis. And from this Reb Nochem was Mechadish Chidushim Atzumi. But I want to point out Pamelach. V'hod echoshin lebesomuch di'evet. Why it's called a b'di'evet? Lefi shelo yochel avlan li'inosel abas Yisroel. I would stop here. The thesis finishes. Maybe someone will come with a new teretz on this kasha. And if Alochi Rabbi Yeshua, so then he's allowed to marry a mamzeres? This kid doesn't have who to marry. He wants to marry Israelis, we tell him he's not allowed to. So he says, okay, so I'll marry a mamzeres. They tell him, no. Rabbi Gamliel only said lekatchile. But b'di'eved, he holds that b'di'eved, if you married already, you're allowed to stay. So b'meili, you're not allowed to marry a mamzeres. But if you have Yeshua, that b'di'eved, you're not allowed to stay, he's allowed to marry a mamzeres, right? Misafik, safik mamzer is muta. Safik kol is muta. If you have Yeshua, it's a safik. If you have a Gamliel, that b'di'eved, you're allowed to stay. But the other I'm allowed to stay, so it means if the Evid, if I got married, they'll tell me I'm allowed to stay, so I'm for sure Israel Gobble, yeah? They will not let me to stay if I'm not Israel Gobble. So the I'm not allowed to look at Khil and marry Mamzeres. Oh, but if you're Yeshua, then even the Evid, I'm not allowed to stay. So then I'm allowed to marry Mamzeres. So it's the Tesis, right? So no chabo. Tesis asked Akash, I want to be clear. Why are you not allowed to marry this kid? Why is called the Evid? He's married already. He's not married, so Likatchile. The text is, he's called a B'di'eved. Why is he called a B'di'eved? Because he will not have no one to marry. Israelis, he can't marry. Chazal don't let him to marry Israelis. And he wants to marry a Mamzeres, they'll tell him, Val B'di'eved, Rabbi Gamliel, hold on, it's Mercedes. So, by stories, Midorai, see you kosher, so you can't marry a Mamzeres. Oh, but if you have Yeshua, the B'di'eved is not Mercedes, I'm allowed to marry a Mamzeres. Frek Reb Nochem, we gave a Akdome when we started the Sugya Bori Veshemo. Tesis and Daf Ayin Hei Amud Bey says Midoy Raise Bori VeChazoke Ches Kaskashos VeGo Bosar Chazoke. Why Rabbi Yeshua holds Ayin Neemenes Maile Osu BiYuchsin. Aba Midoy Raise Etz Neemon. Tesis Ayin Hei Amud Bey. VeHod Amrim VePerikame Ra'u Medaberes UMuberes Areize BeCheskas MidRabbonon Mishum Maile Osu BiYuchsin. Our Akdome was that in our Suge, Midoy Raise, Avade, Midoy Raise, Bori, Becheskas Kashres, we go Bosar Chazoke, Bekola Terekula, we go Bosar Chazoke, we go Bekola Terekula, Bosar Chazoke. No, Rabbi Yeshua is Milo also Biyuchsi. Frank Reb Nochem, Savos, Vil, Taisfus. Taisfus could have said the same thing, just much better. Why it's called B'di'eved here? Because she can't marry no one. Israel, she can't marry, because Chazal don't let her, Chazal don't let him. And a mamzer he can't marry because midei raisa migayt bosar chazoke v'sholom al Yisrael. Not because Rabban Gamliel that the Eved is machshir, so it's a raya that he's kosher love bekol. Even if Rabbi Yeshua that the Eved is not machshir, or Betesa said in Dafa in Hei that midei raisa avada it's kosher. It's only a din derabbanan. But midei raisa avada is kosher afil for Rabbi Yeshua. So be'etzem it's only a kashe who calls it a kushi ktano. It's a kushi ktano. Tesis is shtolinga anoche. Why this kid is called a b'di'eved? He's not married yet. So Tesis, yeah, but you're not letting him to marry no one. Israelim he can't marry because midor rabbanon, and psulim he can't marry because midor raisa is okay. This is the way Reb Nochem wanted Tesis to say it. Tesis said it because if Rabban Gamliel midor raisa he's okay. Ki ilu mashma in Tesis, that only if Rabban Gamliel midor raisa he's okay. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua midor raisa he's not okay. Und siz nisht emes. This is nisht emes. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, we saw Tesis and Dafa in Hei Amud Bey says, "I live with Rabbi Yeshua. Midoy Raisa, it's okay. It's only mitzad Milo also biyuchsi." This is the Ore, the Starke Ore of Reb Nochem. And before we say the Teretz of Reb Nochem, Medavisim Rabbi Kiva Eiger Betoich Advorim is Oymed in the Tshuvas couple times on this Kasha, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger says it's Kedai, but this is Medavisim the Yesoidus. He says, what Tesis says in Ayin Hei Amud Beis, it's only when it's Roif Ksheirim. So in Meile, Midoy Raisa, you have to go Bosar Chazoke. But when it's Roif Psulim, like by us, Orus Ve'aruso, the whole world is Psulim, Rabbi Yeshua holds that Midoy Raisa, it's not good. Why? Rube Ve'chazoke, Rube Odif. Rube Ve'chazoke, Rube Odif. Aye, Bosar Chazoke, Rabban Gamliel, Boydekes u'mezano. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger explained when we learned the Tesis, how the Boydekes u'mezano takes care of the Roi Psulim. We don't learn like that. We learn like the Chazanish. Again, Rabbi Kiva Eiger himself says, Mikoyach, this one of these Ores, Zeng Rabbi Kiva Eiger, we see Tesis by us that she's only also loving the Mamzeres, Alibid Rabban Gamliel. Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, she's Mutor b'Mamzeres. Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, she's Mutor b'Mamzeres. Why? Rabbi Yeshua holds me the raisa taste said in Ayin Hei Amud Beis. It's also good. It's Maile also be Yuchsin. He's a kosher yid. Vos chasin mida mamzer. It's a kosher yid. זאת גם כי בעגר, it's only ברוי קשיירים, ברוי פסולים, רבי ישוע הזמי לרובה וחזוק ירובה עודיף, אבל גם לי לא עוז בדקס ומזנו. רבי ישוע doesn't often בדקס ומזנו. ומילא לפי רבי ישוע, she's awesome מדי רייסה. But we didn't go like that. When we learned the tases, you'd give them a shaftonu, we were marif and bechazanish, that we don't say rubah bechazoke, rubah odif, because the bori is maimi bechazoke. And the whole tases is only while you're damil shvuyo. So we are learning that lefi Rabbi Yeshua, we learn lefi Rabbi Yeshua, that what is the aloche? Midoi raise, we go basar chazoke. And it's only maile osu biyuchsi. It's only maile osu biyuchsi. Aber mit der Reise, wir gehen auf der Chazoke. So kommt zurück, Rav Nochem, זה אורה. Mr. Erez, the Kash. I'm saying, it's a Kash Ektan, it's not a Kash Ektoilo. Because it's a Duke. It's only a Duke in Tesis. Maybe Tesis wanted to ask his Kash Eklo. So he proved. That if he Rabbi Gamliel, it's Mutter, because with the Evan, it's Kosher. Aber mit Kolmok, the Duke of Rav Nochem is a starke Duke. So it's a Kush Ektan, because it's not a Duke. Aber the Kash is that Tesis says again, why this kid is called Lekatchile, because he doesn't have who to marry. Israel is he can, mid the Rabbonon, and the Mamzer is he can, because if he Rabbon Gamliel, mid the Raisa is Machshir, Rabbon Gamliel holds, but the Eved it's Kosher, so he's not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. Mashma in Tesis, that a Libet Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to marry a Mamzeres, and those are the Kasher, why? Rabbi Yeshua also holds, mid the Raisa, Bore Bechazok, and Bore Yodif. Tesis says in Afayin Hei, it's only Milo Subi Yuchsi. So that's it, Rabbi Yehiger learns, Nish Boroi Psuli. From this Rabbi Yehiger is Moitzi, it's one of the starke Reyes, to say Teres, a big Teres. As Do, Milo Subi Yuchsi, and here Rabbi Yeshua is Cholik Midei Reise. It's a lot of Teres, Rabbi Yehiger has so much Tshuvas, Lefi Dev. But we don't want to be Chalik Azei to say, we learn Rabbi Yeshua Altus, the Rabbonon, his Medame to Shvuye, and the Kasha is, so why Teres only doesn't let him to marry a Mamzeres, doesn't let him to marry a Mamzeres, לפי רבי גמליאל, אבל לפי רבי ישוע זה יצא סופק, הסופק זה אלמבול, because מאמזר ודה ולא מאמזר סופק, הסופק is allowed to get married. סופק מאמזר is allowed to get married. He's allowed to get married מדי רייסה. אתה יודעת, מאמזר, it's a סופק מאמזר, he's allowed to get married. And the shayla, why it's a סופק? It's a חבדה ישראל. It's a חבדה ישראל, how he's married a מאמזר. It's a חבדה ישראל, it's only my little also ביוחסי. This is the רבי נוחם זה אורי. So רבי נוחם wanted to say a tale. אבל הצלחם גוד. Avade, we're not choizah from what we said in Daf Ayin Hei, from the Akdoma that we gave to the Sugye, that Lekula Alma, it's a Behelam Rav Kiva Eger, Lekula Alma Midoi Raisa, it's okay. Lekula Alma Midoi Raisa, it's okay. Sayin Efi Rabbi Gamliel, Sayin Efi Rabbi Yeshua. Just Rabbi Yeshua holds Milo Asu Biyuchsim, and Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold Milo Asu Biyuchsim. And even so, Lefi Rabbi Gamliel, he's not allowed to marry a Mamzeres, because he's a Yisrael Vadai, and Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, he's allowed to marry a Mamzeres, because he's a Yisrael Sofet. But we say nishtazeh, we're saying it's vadeh midei reiseh. Zog Reb Nochem hazeh. What is the pshat, the halts? Rabbi Yeshua holds Milo Subiyuchsin, and Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold Milo Subiyuchsin. What is the machlekes? So Alam Ovidu, El Hav Milo Subiyuchsin, he doesn't hold for Milo Subiyuchsin. Zog Reb Nochem sekenizah. Everyone is masking to Milo Subiyuchsin. We see in Shvuyo, we see in Daf Chavov. And Nochem brings a list of places that we see in Chazal that they were metaken Milo Subiyuchsin. I don't want to go now out in Yoneinu, what is the list? But I'm a philosopher of Reb Nochem that it's not mistaber that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold for Milo Subiyuchsin and Rabbi Yeshua Mishuma holds for Milo Subiyuchsin. You couldn't learn like that. So Reb Nochem, I want to say different. Not mistaber that it's a balabatish and machlekes. Ain't a halt for Milo Subiyuchsin, and one doesn't halt. I'll explain to you why he says. We have so much machlekes here, Bori Veshemo Legabi Mobines, Bori Veshemo Legabi Isurim. It's mashma, it's a machlekes and Bori Veshemo, right? It's not a machlekes and Milo Subiyuchsin. It's a machlekes and Bori Veshemo. We had one Mishnah Legabi Mobines, now we learn Legabi Isurim, more Mishnayas. Zog Reb Nochem one simple vote. Let's hear the vote of Reb Nochem. He said it maybe hundreds of times in the Sugya and different in Yonim, but I want to be asked it here. I think here is the most clear you could hear this vote. So Reb Nochem has it. Everyone holds for Milo Subiyuchsin. You can't be Cholik and Milo Subiyuchsin. So what is the Machlekes? Rabban Gamliel, Olim Leibori. Like the Gemara was saying in Hemshech Haloshim. Rabban Gamliel, Olim Leibori. What is the Pshat, Olim Leibori? He holds Bori is so strong. So when you have a bori v'chazoke, the bori is maimi d'chazoke, and we don't see a second tzad. We don't see the reyese bichlal. We don't start to clear bichlal. Olim leibori. The body is so strong, the b'meila, we don't start to clear b'chlal. This is the reason the body is so strong. There's a lot of chidushim. There's a chidush that the body is moitzi moment and that yud beis and that tazayin, all different chidushim. But the yesod is, Rabban Gamliel, olim le'bori. The body is so strong. B'meila, we don't start to clear, we don't start to be mistapet. Rabbi Yeshua loy olim leibori. Avade, he's masking to the aloche bori v'chazoke wins, but it's not olim. What's the nafkamin if it's olim or not? Zog Reb Nachum Azay. See, this is mamash in lishoyin of rishoyin. Lefi Rabban Gamliel that olim leibori, it's so clear. I will ask you a shayla. Every issue that is married, maybe after a year, tell her helzachai. I don't know what happened this year. Might also be yuchsin. Maybe also. Tell us, we don't stam do might also be yuchsin. We have to have a reyuse, a mesapek lefoneinu. We saw when we learned the Yud Gimel, Nistero is a reyuse, is a reyuse, is not a reyuse. It's a suffix. What is called a reyuse? What is called a reyuse? Nistero, Nivalo. Ravasi holds only Nivalo, Zeiri holds also Nistero. You have to have a reyuse. On a reyuse, there's no mailo to be yuchsin. Zandra ben Gamliel, when she says Bori, we don't have a reyuse. When she said everything is okay, finish. We don't hear problems. Olim le Bori. As David Moshe Lefi Ravas, Medaberes, no mailo to be yuchsin. Nivalo is mailo to be yuchsin. Stam? Vaziri says no. Nivalo also, and Apotropos la Rais. Olim le Bori is no reyuse. Rabbi Yeshua loy olim le Bori. So what? Avadu da aloche is that she's muter. Bori de chazoke. But we see the reyuse lefoneinu. B'meile, they made my loss of b'yuchsin. If olim leibori, the moshul is, as evi medaberes, Rav Asi hold, it's not a reyuse, it's no my loss of b'yuchsin, bori vechazoke is no reyuse. She's a bori, she says, clothe that it's okay. We don't clear anymore. We don't my loss of b'yuchsin. Rabbi Yeshua, loy olim leibori, so while Rabbi Yeshua is loy olim leibori, it's not so stark, b'meile, we see the reyuse, while we see the reyuse, b'meile is my loss of b'yuchsin. The man is a mile also be yuchsin. That's in the vote for Reb Nachum. This vote, before we answering our sugya, Reb Nachum says, we'll see maybe in the Hepshach Gemara and Amon Asisa, it's very clear Alemol, the Hainu. Everyone holds for mile also be yuchsin. We'll see all nafkeminis could be. Everyone is masked as a Muslim. Moshe Teis Nav Chavov says, Leman de loy machshir bebito. Why? Because mile also be yuchsin. Chesky say me'ani lebas. But mile also be yuchsin. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold for mile also be yuchsin. Everyone holds for mile also be yuchsin. Just the shayla is olim leibori or loy olim leibori. How the Gemara knows that because the bori is so stark, is no reyuse legami ma'ilo su biyuchsin. The same reason Rabbi Gamliel holds the bori is stark to be moitzi moment and that you'd base. Lost the Gemara to ois chesh. But machlekes is one machlekes. Rabbi Yeshua holds bori not moitzi moment and you'd base. Sharastani ne'nasni. Rabbi Gamliel holds the bori is moitzi moment with chazok and with migu. Now here's a new machlekes of ma'ilo su biyuchsin. So say machlekes, the bori is strong, or bori is not strong. So with the rice of bad, it's good, but the shayla how strong it is. If it's strong, strong, it's no ma'ilo su biyuchsin. If it's not strong, strong, it's a ma'ilo su biyuchsin. This is the vote that Reb Nachum was miyasid. I think it's a glatte vote, we can hear the vote. Amar Hazei said Reb Nachum, we'll go one more step. The Shmaisa was miyasid. And Shmaisa Aleph, famous Shmaisa, when he starts, what is Mamzer? Zog the Shmaisa, as I assert. Zog the Shmaisa as it. We know that Holchim Achar Aroif, Holchim Achar Aroif, Holchim Achar Aroif, we go Bos Aroif. So we have a Sofek, we go Bos Aroif. Right? Zogdish of Shmaisa, he brings a taste of Sarosh and Bometzia Davov, Shmaisa Aleph. Even we go Bosa Roiv, but Roiv is not a Vada. Roiv is not a Vada. Roiv is not a Vada. Even if we go Bosa Roiv, Roiv is not called a Vada. Legabi what? Zogdish of Shmaisa has it. If it's a Roiv that someone is a Mamza, if it's a Roiv that someone is a Mamza, yeah, the Moshe. There's 100 people, 80 are Mamzerim, and one of them married the Isha. We could assume that a kid is a Mamzer. We could assume that a kid is a Mamzer. 80 people in the city, 100 people in the city, 80 are mamzerim, 20 are not mamzerim. And one of them was Boyel the Isha. The kid is a mamzer. We go basaroy. Zogdav Shav Shmaise, even though the kid is a mamzer, he's mutar be Israelis, because mamzer vada yom arachmone, veloy mamzer sofek. I is a roiv. Roiv is a achroe. Oba michlar sofek loy nafke, and legabi the drosha fun mamzer vada veloy mamzer sofek, the kid is mutar lovi bekol. It's the famous Shmaise Aleph Beis Gimel, Shmaise Aleph Perik Aleph Beis Gimel, even though the kid is a mamzer. Aber weil es gzer es kos nein, legabe kol atir kulo, we go basaroy. Aber es gzer es kos um mam zervade velo mam zer sofek. The male one is a slightly sofek. Legabe de isu fun mam zer ze heter. It's not called mam zervade. It's not called mam zervade. It's a roy. But roy is not a vada. This is the is so shmeise. So tay mishmeise. Is it is a roshim ba mitzia davov, legabi maiser vadai, oz asor, kof atzeach ben aminuim, zog te is a rosh, ve'ava pi sheyesh roim, that it's not maiser, aber maiser vadai yom arachmone, ולא maiser sofek. So bazunder ha'aloche. Zog Reb Nochem, pshat is azay. Lefi Reb Yeshua that olim leibori, so we know for sure that she was not mezane, so we know for sure midoy reise, that the kid is not a mamzer, so he's also be mamzeres. Midoy Raisa is also be mamzeres. Because we know Midoy Raisa, Olim Leibori, is garnished. And the Rabbanon, they don't let him. So the kid is stuck. He can't marry Noah. Masha'engel, if you're Rabbi Yeshua, it's not a vadai vadai. Avada Midoy Raisa, she's muter. The kid is muter, love him bekol. But if he wants to marry a mamzeres, he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. Because he's not called Kehal Vadai. He's called Kehal Sofek. Mamzer is also be kehal vaday, and not be kehal sofek. So that's the Torah from Reb Nochem. Zog Reb Nochem, Taisa says it's a chidush god. Aber azay vidush of Shmaisa said in Shmaisa Aleph, in the first brokim, that even when it's a roiv mamzer, his mutter lo be bekol, because legabi mamzer vaday, roiv is not enough ha'achroe, because it's called Shem Sofek. Stiblo explains it, and Shmaisa explains, as a bazundar is in a sakosu, mamzer vaday, kehal vaday, velo kehal sofek. A vaday does his nish. Bin Taisarosh, the same thing here. Lefi Rabban Gamliel, it's called a vada. Lefi Rabban Gamliel, it's called a vada. Because Bori v'chazok ke'olim le'bori. What is the raya that it's a vadai? Chazal didn't feel that they need to make a ma'ala so b'yuchsim. They didn't see no raya so lefaneinu. Aber lefi Rabbi Yeshua, that Chazal see a raya so lefaneinu. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, Chazal see a raya so lefaneinu. So they see a reason that something is wrong. They see a reason. Avada, but they write, it's okay. But if the Reise is here, he's not called a Vada. So he has a heter to marry a Mamzeres with the Reise. But maybe he could marry a Mamzeres. The Israel is also with the Rabbanon, but he's allowed to marry a Mamzeres. This is the reason Tesis was Medaik and said, but I'll leave the Rabban Gamliel. Halochi ki Rabban Gamliel. So when Mele Zog Tesis Apshat, this is the reason the kid is also. It's called a Bediyeved, because he can't marry a Israelis with the Rabbanon. And with the Reise, the Firabon Gamliel, he's a Vadai, not Mamzer. The male, he can't marry some, no one. Mashenk and Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, he could marry a Mamzeres. Ein Echanam, with the Reise, he's Mutter Bekol. Because with the Reise, he's not called a Mamzer. With the Reise, we go Bosa Bori Bechazoke. Oh, but it's not enough of Vadai to ask him a Mamzeres. This is the Tere of Reb Nochem. I'm saying, it's too halokim here. There's one chelek that Reb Nochem was moitzi pshat in Teisvis. Aber Reb Nochem beiker was moitzi as mahot alomnes and machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, let me again zurück to another chelik of Tesis here as a geboido in Tesis. Another chelik as geboido in Tesis. What is another chelik as geboido in Tesis? Tesis says that has to be that the husband is not around. Because if the husband is around, it's a bori ve-bori, and the kid is also. If it's a bori ve-bori, and the kid is also. So Taisa said, okay, so we'll kill him. He's not around, not a problem. So we could kill him. That is that. He doesn't have to be around. But if the husband is around, so not only that the husband cannot marry the Isha, because he says that it never happened, even the kid will be also, and he brings a Gemara later, the be-bori ve-bori, like Ke'oma Rabbi Yishin Rabbi Gamliel. The whole reason that Rabbi Gamliel believes the Isha, when she has a bori alei, but if it's a bori against her, bebori vebori leikir omar Rabban Gamliel. It's a Gemara in Reish Perek Sheini, Gav Mishar Astani Neenasti, that if the husband says klor, I know for sure that it happened before. Bebori bebori leikra amar Rabban Gamliel. Bebori bebori leikra amar Rabban Gamliel. The Rosh adds, the Rosh here says also mila bemila like the Tesfos, that it has to be that the husband is not around in the second case, because if he's around and he says that he didn't do it, so we have a bori bebori. We have a bori bebori. Zog the Rosh, not only because it's a bori bebori. If the father says that he didn't do it, so it's a yakir. The halacha is the father is named midin yakir. So the father says the kid is a mamzer. So midin yakir, the kid becomes a mamzer. So we have two reasons that the father cannot be around. One reason is because if he says no, if he says yes, it's noch kamoide. And if he says no, on the Rashash Teretz, if he says no, it's noch bori bebori. Well, he's makish the isha. This is Teisa Steiner. And the Rosh adds, not only that it's a bori bebori, he has a yakir. Midin yakir is never to say, zeb mi mamza. The Teisus Rid and the Chidushin do, is choylek and Teisus. And the Teisus Rid state, that if the father is makrish, the vlad is kosher. He himself is not nemo mitzad shavya nafshi chaticha de yisure. This is what he asks as a kasha and Rashi. Vos mit shavya, we had Rashash Teretz. Oh, but the kid is kosher lo bekol. Even if the father says no, as I said to Tisha Sri, even if the father says, the Oru says, I didn't do it, the kid is muter lo bekol. And here we have to explain two zachas. First, what happened to Yakir? He says, it's not my kid, it's the chamamza. And second of all, Tesis bought a gemore. Bebori bebori loike oma. So herzach ein gut. And the first kasha is of the belt. I, the father says, Yakir, it's a mamza. The Teretz is, Tesis rile shitosin bo bebasri kuf chofche says, is no Yakir. Yakir is, ze bni bechoyri. Ze loy bni, he's a mamza, you can't say. If you're not a father, you can't say. You never to say that he's bni bechoyri, bni levi. Hashem never gave you an amonis to say that he's not your kid. If you're a mamzer, you could say zebni mamzer. Yeah. But to say zebni mamzer, why? Because he's not me. Hashem never gave an amonis. Hashem gave an amonis to the father. This is what he says there. You're not a father, so Hashem doesn't give you an amonis. What do you say? You're not a father, so you're not an amonis. Why I can't say that he's a mamzer? Who are you? No, so because I'm married. Long machad is besser. No, you say I'm not married to this isha. I can come and say the kid is a mamzer. No, because Pum got married to her. What is my shaykhus to the kids that she brought in the world? It's so stark. Now that when you learn there, they bring the tastes here. The rishonim here, that the rosh, and we have to know what's the pshat. Why the father could say midin yakir that my kid is a mamzer? Yeah, you have to say it. He could say that he's not my kid, but maybe he's a mamzer. So that's the mishnah says shver. I'm saying that this is really the house of the Gof and Yakir. Now listen, the machlek is punk do. That's the sugis and the shneichlim. The Rosh here says this is like I never mentioned Yakir. This is only said bori vebori. But let me get to the second chiluk. What Tesis said that it can be that the father says no. If the Orus is saying no, forget about himself. He doesn't want to marry her. Oh, but also the kid has to be also. Why? Because bebori vebori like Ke'omar Rabban Gamliel. Tesis means not like Gemara later. Bebori vebori like Ke'omar Rabban Gamliel. Bebori vebori like Ke'omar Rabban Gamliel. So it can be. Zog de Shav Shmaise. No, supposed to be the Teretz of the Tesis 3. So I'm going to go to That's a chayin. That's a glat. Zog de Shav Shmaise. What is saying bori? What is this bori? What is saying? No, I didn't do it. So we tell him, Zog de Tesis Rid, bori al yedei acher doesn't help. When she says she's okay, she's a baal dovo. She says, Rabbi Yisrael, I was not mezaneh. When he says, I didn't do it, he's not a baal dovo here. I want to explain. He says, I didn't do it. Our shayla is not if you did it or not. You want to say that this kid is a mamzer. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Not a father. Stam a person. It's bori al deyachar. It's not a bori. Rabban Gamliel said, bebori vebori loy ke'omar. Zog de Shmaise, what is the gemara that Tesis brings down? A person comes to his wife. I don't want to give you a ksuve. Why? Pesach Pesuach. She says, Mishar Astani Noe Nasti. He says, no, it happened before. I know it happened before. I saw that it happened before. So she's a bori, it happened later. He's a bori that it happened before. Bori against bori. He's a bori and she's a bori. Everyone has a bori here. Everyone has a bori. Makes sense? Two boris. Makes sense? Two boris. Makes sense? Oh, but here, when he says that he never did it, he's not a bori. He's not a man da'omar here. He's not a man da'omar. He's a man da'omar to say that he didn't do it. It's bori al de'achir. But man, it's not called bori ve'bori. Man, it's not called bori ve'bori. So no, Taisa says that al-kochach, the husband, is not around. Because if he's around, if he's moide, he's moide. And if he says no, the kid is not kosher. And the Tzitzit says no. Even if he's around and he says no, the kid is kosher. The husband is not kosher. Koshavi hanafshe. So we have two kashas. First, the Rosh Frek, the father is never mitzad yakir. Second, one, Taisa's Frek, ve-bori leke oma. So the terrace is the same terrace, Be'etzim. And yakir is poshet. Tzitzit Gadol Shitoso himself says that the Chaygavne, we don't say yakir to say it's not my kid. I'm taking a step weiter. It's not called Bori the Bori. Bori has to be a Baal Dovo. He's not called a Baal Dovo. He's not called a Baal Dovo. She's a Baal Dovo. He asked the Shmaisa, asked the Kasha, what with the kid? We explained for Rebbe Chonon. She's a Baal Dovo on herself. She's a Baal Dovo on the kid. Oh, but the father for sure is Mishkin Baal Dovo. What is the Baal Dovo that he's here? He's not a Baal Dovo. He's not a Baal Dovo. So Baal is not a Baal Dovo. The man is not a Bori V'Bori. Tesis. But the Vistin was Tesis Gilal. Tesis Gilal Mishnah says that it's called a Baal Dovo. Now, Be'ezus Hashem, the plan on the yeshiva is, I hope Monday, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start Shtoris. So we have one more sugi here. I want to go Gich. Maybe 2 days to try. If we could go a little bit. We have to have a sugi from Almonas Issa. I want to get to the Mishnah. I don't know if I'll manage in 2 days to get to the Mishnah. But maybe the next 2 days we'll just go a little bit quicker and we can cover the sugyas.